I'm sorry. When I told them to get you, I thought you were in your office. They came back and said they're calling you in Colorado. I'm sorry.
Came out for the 20th anniversary of the Fulbright program.
Oh, well, I'm awfully sorry that I called you this early.
I was up.
Now, good. Well, Bill, I want to speak to you in the greatest of confidence, if I may, and just think over the phone with you a little bit. Can I do that?
Well, except this is a party line. I don't know who else is on it, but...
Well, that won't bother there, but I just want to be careful we don't get to the... I don't think that... what they'll hear, but
okay.
If you just don't talk to anybody else about it.
Sure.
I want your thoughts of three or four people outside and inside the department that you think I ought to look at for certain things that are taking place around here, certain changes. You know what I have in mind, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The man and the ball and the Johnson, Alec Johnson, and the general remaking, reshaping. I want people that have the background and have the experience and that have the standing and would have your confidence and my confidence and would be people that tried to give us a leadership and direction and still would have the respect to the nation.
Yep.
The trouble we find is so many good people are of another generation.
Yeah.
And cannot pick up and carry on some of these heavier responsibilities. I'm thinking of men like Black and men like Bruce and folks of that type.
Yeah.
Their health won't permit them.
Yeah.
Now, I don't see a good many in my acquaintance in their 40s or 50s that have that image or that background or that could develop into it that I can just reach over and say, okay, this is a man that'll run the department.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to do.
It is, and I've been giving a lot of thought to it. And you have, in college circles, you meet them. And in business circles, I'm sure some of your speeches you visit with them because your position over the years. I thought you might know some that I didn't come to my mind, and I wanted to think of them before we. I need somebody to run the personnel of the department that's able and strong. I've been thinking of Don Price. I don't think he'd take a line job, but Crockett wants to move. And wants to go into private life, wants to leave. His is a job. Then we have the Alex Johnson job. That is a very sensitive one because it deals with the military and the CIA, and it's really the straw boss of the department. We need an experienced man like Johnson or Kohler or some of them for that. Then we have the man job. The economics, this Solomon is expert. He's real good on it, but we probably ought to make that man help the Undersecretary and Rusk more because they're just groggy every night with all their meetings, and that third man ought to be able to help them a good deal. Then you got the ball thing, and you've got a good many of your embassies overseas where your men are older and some of them are going to want to be changing for too long. Now, I thought maybe you'd know two or three, four men in their 50s that were outside that could give us a little infusion of new blood, and I am going to have to move on it pretty soon, and I would like to move with folks that would be universally accepted.
Well, I'll sure give it some thought and try to come up with one. The combination isn't easy, you know. I've thought about it. You remember I recommended you fellow Repsman as a business manager type. He has nothing, no experience in foreign relations. But as an office manager, I mean, type of thing, knowing nothing about it, completely unacquainted with this, but on the other hand, he's a hell of an organizer in his own business. I was thinking of him in a, really down in one of the departments for internal affairs in interior, particularly housing, that type of urban planning. But he has those qualities. I don't know. You've got a man in Morocco that I think is first rate as far as a long background of experience. Our ambassador there, are you acquainted with him?
I don't place him at the moment. Who? What's his name?
Henry Tasker.
No, I'm not.
Well, you might look at his background.
How you spell it? T-A-S?
T-A-S-T-A. He's had a long time experience in...
While I'm on that, I'll do that this morning. Is he Foreign Service?
He's been the Treasury. He's now, I don't know whether he's career or not. He's career government.
Yeah.
He used to be Treasury. When I first met him as representative of the Treasury in Rome, he had a lot to do with the old Marshall Plan.
Mm.
He's now your ambassador in Morocco, and I don't know, of course, the chief of mission. I don't remember all the details. I've known him for 10 or 15 years. He always struck me as a solid, common sense type of fellow.
You don't think we could get a fellow like Dillon to come back in, do you?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if he'd come back in. Maybe under secretary. I doubt he's been everything, you see.
That's right. Been secretary of the Treasury. That's the problem.
I doubted he would.
He had a little health problem, and he had some matters he wanted to straighten out taxes to the government with his company. And he